Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Wheat prices have been faring better than some others, like corn, but can prices hold considering the current global fundamentals? Idaho Wheat Commission Executive Director Casey Chumra says the world still has a lot of wheat.
Number one is that the world has a lot of wheat. I think we've seen some scenes of shortages on the news in the last few months, but that really doesn't speak to how much wheat and how many wheat stocks there are around the world. There's been, I think, 7 of the last 10 years where world production has outpaced consumption. And so there is a lot of wheat in the world, which of course kind of depresses prices and affects us all the way down to the farm gate.
One advantage of Idaho and surrounding states are the various classes of wheat that can be grown out here in the western U.S.
We grow 5 classes of wheat. I'm not sure that there's any other state that grows that many classes. So we have a quite diverse geography here in the state from north to south. And so we do all 5 different classes, both of winter and spring wheat.
Chicago wheat prices did fall on Tuesday, down 7.25 cents to 5.08. As winter wheat is starting to head out here in Idaho, producers will hope for better prices through the harvest season. This has been your Market Line Report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.